December is, of course, the festive month for a lot of people in the world, and for some, it's time to don down your tools, not as a protest, but for the festive break. Well, Christmas Day is a highlight of the month, and let's start the month by going there. Well, the United Christian Assembly of Nations, UCAN, will be having a Christmas cantata, and they'll be happening tomorrow, Saturday, the 2nd of December. And we have members of the UCAN with us here in the studio on the Mirror Breakfast Show, and we want to know more about the event and what UCAN has been up to this year as we draw towards the closing of the year. And we have Christine Besong and William Dengayol, and also, they will be speaking to us here shortly on the Mirror Breakfast Show. Good morning, and welcome to the program.
Thank you very much. It's always a pleasure being in the program. Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much for coming, Christine and William. Thank you so much for making our time to speak to us this morning. And I'll start with you, Christine. For someone who may not be familiar with the Christmas cantata, how would you describe it to them?
Well, the Christmas cantata, as you have said, is a time when we all come together to celebrate the birth of Christ. And as you can, it is big for us because this is the birth of Christ, our Lord and Savior. He who came to save us. He who came to take away our sins. He who came to give us peace and joy. And what exemplifies Christmas is the fact that it is a period that brings in peace and joy and goodwill and hope. So this year, we are going to have members of the international community, more than 60 from 60 different countries, joining South Sudanese brothers and sisters to celebrate this wonderful, wonderful, fantastic time. And we are asking the population to kickstart their Christmas. As you said, Christmas has to start. This is the 2nd of December.
Right.
We are kickstarting Christmas.
The
1st of December. Our occasion is on the 2nd. So right. You can see me. I'm already there. I'm already present in the occasion.
Right.
So we are asking the population to kickstart their Christmas by joining us in this amazing annual celebration of Christmas.
So tell us more about this event tomorrow. Where is it happening, and is it open to the public?
Absolutely open to the public. It is happening tomorrow, 2nd December, at Payam Hall, on Miss Compound UN House, starting from 2 p.m. all the way to 5 p.m. And it is going to be a wonderful celebration. We are going to have readings, Bible readings. We are going to have exaltation. We are going to have prayers. And more importantly, we are going to have Christmas carols under the able leadership of Mama Pastor Rose Martin King.
Right.
And of course, we have the UCAN Choral Group with gospel ambassadors from the UK, from Nepal, from Sierra Leone, from Liberia, from Ghana, from Nigeria, from Cameroon, Kenya, Uganda, Malawi, Zimbabwe, and brothers and sisters who are gospel ambassadors from South Sudan, who are going to be standing shoulder to shoulder, voice to voice, singing all Christmas carols like Joy to the World, Ding Dong Merrily on High, also all new ones, like the African Noel. And we are also going to be singing for the first time in South Sudan, the Hallelujah Chorus from Handel's Messiah.
Okay, looking forward to that.
And
one thing, though, since this is happening in the UN compound, security-wise, it's not usually, you know, it's not like an open gate where everybody can enter. What are the requirements for people to access, and are children allowed?
That is wonderful. We are inviting everybody. We would want everybody to come, but as you said, unfortunately, we don't have the capacity. So we are going to be encouraging all of you to join us online. Please go to our site, UCAN Juba, South Sudan, and click on Christmas Cantata. It will give you the link to the Zoom. It will give you the link to the YouTube. For those who have invitations, we are putting out two buses, which are going to be outside our Tumping premises from 12:15 to tomorrow, to carry people to UN House. So that those people can be yeah, carry from here to UN right. House for them to be processed for the PIAM. Right, as you said, right. We don't have enough.
And of course, we have another person here, that is William. And before William comes in, your church has community outreach events here in Juba. Just bring us to speed a little more before William, as you know, as someone who has benefited from this, comes in.
Absolutely. You know, as we said, we are in the Christmas period. Christmas is the time of giving. And UCAN is big on giving, which we do through our community outreach programs, our education programs. We have done a lot this year. I'm just going to cite a few. We have supported the UCAN teaching, the Juba Teaching Hospital. We have supported the women's prison. We have supported people with disabilities, wheelchairs, and all the things that we can. Mm. We have supported different churches. And we've actually also supported, we've made donations to orphanages and also ensured that we give a little bit of support to the Al-Shaba hospital. Mm-hmm. We are also big on education. We try and make sure that we provide tuition and other educational support for deserving students who might not have the ability to complete their education. Right. So we provide tuition and we provide support to them.
Right.
As I said, on outreach, we reach out especially to women and children, schools, hospitals, orphanages, to make sure that we give, because UCAN is built on love, the love for one another, which is exemplified in these activities that we carry out.
Well, thank you so much, Christine. Yes, William, just bring us to speed. How has this gone ahead in helping in the education?
Well, thank you so much, Irene Lasso. I'm so pleased to be in the Radio Miraya this wonderful morning. Mm. And as Mama Christine talked about Christmas cantata, I'm going to elaborate on the support of the UCAN toward education. Well, I'm one of the beneficiaries of the UCAN education program. And UCAN has been doing a lot to me and some other colleagues of mine. Mm. The church always is based on teaching people the faith and the love of Christ. And to make it more extraordinary, church teach people how to get education and better their life. So whatever church that go far up to that end is the real definition of the Church of Christ. And I can say UCAN is the exact definition of what the Church of Christ is.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, UCAN, for what you do to the communities. And as we conclude, Christine, as the year comes to an end, what is your message to end, or the message of hope to South Sudanese?
At this time of Christmas time, as we all said, Christmas is a time of hope and peace and goodwill. So our prayer for South Sudan, our prophetic message for South Sudan, is that this wonderful country has peace, has hope, has goodwill, has joy, and that its people would prosper. And all of these things, all of these wonderful things that Christmas brings, is going to bring peace and contentment for the people of South Sudan, for their children, and for all the things that they do.
All right. Thank you so much, Christine. And William, what is your last message to the people listening?
Well, my last message to the people listening is that I want to say thank you to UCAN and to all the members of UCAN who have invested in making sure that the South Sudanese students get their better education. I want to say thank you so much. Thank you so much to all the UCAN leadership and to all the UCAN members. I'm so proud of you, and I promise you that all your investment will be made to use. It will never be put to waste. I'm so happy for all of you, and I thank God for bringing you to South Sudan.
All right. Thank you so much for making out time to come and speak to us, and of course, see you tomorrow.
Pleasure.
All right.
We are hoping to see all of you.
Right.
Please be present. This is not the cantata you want to miss. As we said, we have a brilliant show put out for you.
That's right. Looking forward to that.
Please do come.
All right. 18
Thank
minutes
you.
To the top of the hour. Good morning. You're listening to the Miraya Breakfast Show. If you're able to come, please come join us at the cantata. That'll be happening at UN House. If you're unable, of course, go to the page and then be following it live tomorrow. It'll be streamed there. Well, stay tuned.